The Tykee Green game went down last night. This is another edition of the PBBD Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, the third host of this, the other K-State podcast. All things K-State. The men's basketball team responded after a backbreaking, disappointing effort in the second half against Texas. Come back to put the clamps down, slam the door on the Horned Frogs. 17-2 run to close out the Horned Frogs in a route 82-61 win last night in the not sold out Bramah's Coliseum, which a lot of people made a big deal about it, but it didn't feel it did not feel like that for sure, especially in the second half of that game. Apparently, the student section, shout out to the student section, K-State. Apparently, they won free breadsticks. that's worth there as well. I mentioned Tykee Green to start it off, right? I called him out in the previous podcast of the postcast for the untimely foul against Texas, which would have, again, would have put, again, I'm talking about K-State, Texas, the game before last night in Bramlage, right? K-State was up 14, and then Tykee Green makes a silly mistake and kind of sort of gives Texas that momentum, in my opinion. Anyways, again, that is my opinion right there in this basketball game there, which K-State blew a double-digit lead there. And then, of course, you know, the rest is history there, and Texas went on and really build that snowball of momentum, and that carried all the way through to that three-point loss there. Last night, the defensive intensity carried all the way through, not just for the first half, but all the way through. K-State played a full 40 minutes last night. Yes, at times, especially in the second half, K-State got a little stagnant on the offense. But how about the last 5 minutes? TCU didn't do anything. They were held with at least one bucket for the last 5 minutes of that ball game. This is what we saw in the very beginning of the year against lesser opponents. You know, once K-State gets rolling, it's hard to stop them. And TCU's a legit opponent. Look, they came into the Bramlage, 17th ranked in the country. And they were out with one of their players, right? But they did, however, get back Eddie Lampkin. I think Eddie Lampkin was not a factor in this one like he was in Fort Worth in this game. And also of note here, what a historic performance was set by Marquise Noel. He broke the single-season record for assists in a season. And we still have plenty more basketball ahead, including the postseason with the Big 12 tournament. And, of course, assuming we make the NCAA tournament, which all roads is leading that way right now for this team, 186 assists right now, actually was set by Steve Hansen. Now it's 187 all by himself. Mr. New York City, Marquise Noel, 187 assists now on the year, surpassing Steve Hansen last night. Now, going back to Noel real quick, his total ranks third nationally in the NCAA. In addition, last night, 18 points in this ball game against TCU, which he also clipped 1,700 points in his college career, which also includes Little Rock of Arkansas and K-State. K-State getting win 19 on the year, and now set their sights now, I believe. If I can remember, I can't remember who they play next. That's what I thought. Okay. They play Tech on the road this weekend on Saturday night, early 6 p.m. in Lubbock. That is going to be a tough environment right there. But, folks, Tykee Green, by far, best game of the year. A couple of high-flying dunks. And he responded. I don't know if you listened to the previous postcast, the Pro Project podcast, or not. I thought he responded big time with a tremendous performance. Big game Desi came through once again. You get help from Desi, 14. Tyke Green, 13. 9-9. Wait, hang on. What? Hang on a second. No, that's a... Yeah, Desi's going to score 14. I don't want to say that. Then Tyke, 13 points. I got to check the box score on that real quick. Gasson, everybody played a role in this basketball game. We got to love the defensive intensity, really, for the last two games. If you take out the second half of the Texas game last weekend, the defensive intensity is right there where it needs to be in this game. K-State saw 4-5 players hit double digits last night, including David Gasson, 10-4. And then Tyke Green finishes his line 13 points off the bench in 22 minutes of action. 9 rebounds. Desi, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And yes, he is the X factor for this team. Look, he is the sixth man. and if you're getting this production, again, it could be Desi. It could be now throwing Tyke Green when he's on point. It could be Ish. It could be Bebe. Yeah, right. And then, of course, Nate Aubrey came in there in garbage duty. There was a reverse traditional 1 minute last night. K-State did shoot 45% from the field, 36% from downtown, holding TCU to only 17% from downtown. Boy, and TCU did shoot 43%, but it felt more like less than 40% where they were shooting that basketball there in K-State, making it awfully tough on this Jamie Dixon TCU team there. So you got to love the defense intensity where that's at. And now you got to go to Lubbock now where, again, no easy night in the Big 12. You got to go to Lubbock in that, I'm sure, going to be a hostile environment down there as the Red Raiders are going to be seething at the mouths to try to get another upset win in their own building. But, again, last night, across the board, much better performance. You have to play 40 minutes across the board. You just cannot play just 20, right? You have to play the full 40 minutes. There, I felt K-State did that across the board. They also won with more foul trouble from Keontae Johnson, who continues. It seems like now every week he's getting into foul trouble, or every game he's getting into foul trouble here. But Keontae still had 14 points, 4 of 8 shooting from the field, 7 rebounds in this game. And Cam Carter, just to round up the stars for this game, Cam Carter started 7 points in the game, 2 of 7 from the field in 21 minutes of action. Naquan Tomlin was not a factor in this game, 4 points in the basketball game last night against the Horned Frogs, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and only 1 of 3 from the field, and went over from the 3-point range for Naquan Tomlin. So it could be anybody who can have that big game off the bench and really provide a spark. And last night, you get a double dose, Steals and Green. Woo! So that propelled them in a suffocating defense there as well for the Cats. And this is what you wanted right here. And now you're 1 win away from getting the magical 20 wins. And it'd be nice to get it in Lubbock on Saturday early evening there as well. In the course here, I gotta throw out this name. Referee Doug Sermons, going cold man Beckish on this podcast. Doug Sermons was a busy, busy guy last night, and I actually thought he called a pretty fair game on both ends, actually. So that's a rarity on this podcast, if you hear that. Obviously, you've been hearing some wild things, or some not-so-good things about Doug Sermons and some of these other K-State podcasts I listen to as well. But, yeah, so I wanted to throw that out there as well. You know, I'm going to throw in a Coach Chang quote here to end this postcast. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. Purple Project Podcast. Oh, I'm getting my tongue twisted up here. K-State all over TCU last night, 82-61 in emphatic 17-2 run to blow the doors open, or really blow the doors open, really close the game out with a flourish there as well. And I'm going to bring up the quote about intensity here to wrap this postcast from Coach Chang from the press conference last night. Quote, "I'm really glad that they got the point. I'm probably by nature a jackal. Like, I don't mind being the bad guy, and I could do it every single day, and it wouldn't bother me one bit, but it wouldn't be very fun for them, and my staff wouldn't like me very much, very much. So you know, so you hope that you have older guys and guys who understand the importance of, like, that drive comes from within the locker room rather than from the coaching staff, but I really felt like they needed that from me. And so everybody up and down the hallway, in the offices, and in the locker room, and in the gym, and in the film room, everybody was on eggshells these last few days on purpose because there needed to be a heightened sense of urgency. And so, yes, we did the circle wagon rebounding. We did a lot of things that maybe you might not do on a quick turnaround, but the message had to be sent and the guys received it. And now the hope is that on Thursday, when we come back, that I'm not the one that has to drive it. The players are the ones that drive it. End quote. Woo! So definitely, I mean, yeah, you take the second half of Texas out, they're definitely on point here. And yeah, that's definitely not a good feeling when you're up double digits on a team that, yes, they're leading the Big 12 conference in Texas right now, that you should have grabbed. You should have grabbed firm hold of it, and you let it slip away. So the message was clear from the coaching staff, apparently. Reading that quote and listening to it, the point was definitely driven home, and now you hope to carry that on the road where you're going to need that same intensity against the Red Raiders, which I'm going to pull up the standings right now as I'm finish up this postcast here. That is not what I want right there. Yeah, Marquise Noel setting the single season assist record last night. And we got seven more games left of the 2022-23 campaign, along with I don't know how many games of the Big 12 tournament, because that's single elimination. And of course, you know about the NCAA tournament. Win, go home. Win, advance. Lose, season done. Right? So Texas Tech still the bottom feeder of the Big 12. But again, we're going to Lubbock. 1-9. That win coming of upsetting Iowa State. Where did that win come from? In Lubbock. Upset city. So we'll see what happens there. K-State now locked up with KU for the third position in the Big 12 there. Iowa State is sitting all alone in second in Texas by a game up. Or I should say by half game, actually, on Iowa State there as well. So it's trying to stay right there, trying to stay in it for the Cats. And that was big. That was a crucial game to get for Jerome Tang's bunch there to win that game. You take advantage of not seeing Mike Miles. So Eddie Lampkin, to me, was not a factor in this game. So big win last night, and hopefully the squad can carry that momentum over to Lubbock down south on Saturday evening. The Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever podcasts are found. You're new to the Purple Project Podcast. Again, you love what you're hearing. First off, thank you for downloading. Next thing you need to do, subscribe if you're not already to the Purple Project Podcast. If you do, make sure you also download episode 143 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly with my co-host Alex Aiden. And coming out on this weekly edition, we will go further in the baseball schedule as baseball is around the corner for the Batcats here in K-State. Of course, we'll talk more about the men and the up and down season of women's basketball for Jeff Mitty as they're still winless. And of course, they have a long couple more days before Oklahoma comes calling this weekend on the women's side for K-State basketball. That's going to do it. Eddie Greer again. Go Cats. K-State takes care of 17th ranked TCU 82-61. Marquise Noel now sits all alone on the assist board. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!